This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Within the last couple of weeks, the American Farm Bureau Federation has launched an exciting campaign to push for congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. We cannot let misinformation and politics take away the opportunity we have to grow overseas markets for U.S. agricultural exports. We cannot miss the opportunity to boost farm income by more than $4 billion a year at a time when farmers need it so badly. As China and other countries in the Pacific region move forward with trade expanding negotiations with each other and with other countries, we cannot risk America being left behind. That's why Farm Bureau is pulling out all the stops to set the record straight about ag trade and the TPP agreement. Using the hashtag Farmed in America, we're taking to social media to share messages such as 95% of consumers are outside America's borders and TPP will cut or eliminate about 18,000 tariffs that now stand in the way of reaching those consumers. We've also done some polling that shows that a lot of voters haven't heard much about TPP, and the more they hear about it, the more they support free trade and opening more markets to U.S. goods. We have an opportunity to reach those voters who haven't made up their minds and help them understand that we need to export more of what America still produces better than anyone else in the world: food, fiber, and energy crops. I hope you'll join us in this campaign by using the hashtag FarmedInAmerica and messaging. To learn more, visit tpp.fb.org. What better way to create good jobs at home, help small businesses, expand consumer choices, and improve American competitiveness than selling more of our goods and services to countries around the world? In fact, 95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. Yet while our markets are largely open to trade, many other countries are not. That's why Farm Bureau is working every day to build bridges to promising markets abroad, to tear down the barriers that shut U.S. exports out of foreign markets, and to secure a brighter future where international commerce generates economic growth and creation at home. Analysis by AFBF indicates congressional passage of the agreement would boost net farm income by $4.4 billion over levels expected if Congress fails to ratify the Trans-Pacific Agreement. Visit the TPP website to learn more. House Republicans released their September agenda with only one tax measure on the list. The bill, H.R. 3590, would expand the tax deduction for medical expenses. Taxpayers can currently claim a deduction for medical expenses that exceed 10% of their adjusted gross incomes. The bill would reduce the threshold to 7.5%. According to Farm Bureau policy, 100% of a person's health, dental, disability, and long-term care insurance should be deductible. Action on Farm Bureau supported legislation to extend expiring energy and rail tax incentives will wait until the lame duck session of Congress. However, efforts to boost co-sponsors for the relevant bills are encouraged that this will improve chances for passage in December. Reuters gave Farm Bureau the last word in its nuanced coverage of pollinators and pesticides in a recent article. Paul Schlegel, Director of Environment and Energy Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the governor was restricting the ability of farmers to use all tools the EPA has said they can use, noted the article, which focused on an executive order issued by Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. He added that, "I don't think that we're aware of any other state that's going to start taking away tools from farmers." According to foodimentary.com, September is the month for national celebrations of chicken, honey, mushrooms, papaya, potatoes, and rice. Also of note, National I Love Food Day is September 9th, National Peanut Day is September 13th, National Cheeseburger Day is September 18th, and National Chocolate Milk Day is September 27th. In 2016, farm income declined, but Bob Young, AFBS Chief Economist, analyzed the Agriculture Department's August farm income projection. There's a wealth of information when one takes the time to dive into a detailed comparison between the February and the August cost of production estimates, according to Young. Further, Young pointed out that one of the biggest changes is in the net rent to landlords category. The February estimate suggested a slight rise in net rent to landlords in 2016 compared to the 2015 value, whereas the August value suggests rents have declined, continuing the trend that started in 2013. In fact, the new 2016 figures suggest net rent is down $3.2 billion from 2013 figures. In addition, feed costs are actually projected to be $2.2 billion higher than February estimates. Slightly higher feed grain and oilseed meal prices are driving at least part of that result. In conclusion, farm income is going to be lower in 2016 than it was in 2015, Young wrote. He says, "We knew that. What this report does suggest, however, is that there are adjustments underway on the cost side that make good sense in our current environment." September is a great time for social media outreach, according to the AFBF Advocacy and Political Affairs team. This could include commenting on a news article critical of agriculture or sharing posts within your network. Finding a way to share a story about your farm or ranch and urging readers to contact their representatives and ask for their support on policy and legislation, such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Families are invited to enjoy a fun-filled day down on the farm at the Magic House's Fall Farm Festival, happening today from 9:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. Meet local farmers, check out a real tractor, participate in agricultural activities, and get up close and personal with live farm animals. The Fall Farm Festival is made possible by the Missouri and Illinois Farm Bureaus and is free with museum admission. For more information, visit www.magichouse.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.